For years, Dan Tague has been working on a series of artworks based on the American dollar bill, folded in origami-like ways to spell out provocative phrases. The artistic culmination of Tague's fascination with money is a 14-foot-tall golden pyramid that he has constructed in a front yard on St. Claude Avenue.
I named it the Chapel of the Almighty Dollar because, in one way or the other, whether we like it or not, it's the guiding force of how the world turns. We see what happens when banks fold and when countries go bankrupt and the economic impact of wars and you name it. Everything is based in money. We see a movie, it's based on how much money it grossed, not how good it is. It just seems everything is heading that way.
The chapel is totally dark when you enter it. Once inside, a dim light and soft music slowly begin to swell.
It takes about a minute or so for your eyes to adjust, and then the walls start having messages made from folded dollar bills. As you walk in, it says the Almighty Dollar, and to the right, it says the pursuit of happiness eventually, and to the left is the root of all evil, and as you leave, it says the end is near. So it's kind of something for the full spectrum of money lovers.
Visitors have to stoop to enter through a small door painted with the image of the eye of the needle.
Everyone has to crawl in to face the same kind of humility no matter where you're at on the spectrum of economics.
Tague's chapel also has an international aspect to it.
I wanted the chapel to be non-denominational, so I have the dollar bill sign, the U.S. dollar bill sign in the entranceway. And then as you walk around it, there's also the euro, the pound, and the yen as well. So the four major trading units.
Tague put equal meaning into the 20-watt chandelier that gradually lights the chapel for visitors.
The chandelier, I guess, a lot of different concepts of Americana. There's M16 bullets, the kind of iconic World War II guns. There's a baseball bat that actually carves, that's the center stem. And in the bottom of it, the chandelier actually doubles as a reliquary. The bottom ball of the chandelier has an actual bill folded that says the American icon. So you can make a pilgrimage to see there.
Tague's friend Heathcliff Haley, who is also the chef at Mimi's in the Marigny, composed the 6-minute soundtrack for the installation.
He took the Gregorian chant of the end times and then also dubbed in a beat for summoning the spirits of prosperity. So kind of like nice bookends of the messages on the chapel.
Tague says that he likes to think that his chapel has the largest congregation in the world, at almost 7 billion.
Everyone who uses money. So as long as you're spending it, whether you like it or not, you're a practitioner.
The religious symbolism of the piece is done a bit tongue-in-cheek, Tague says. But there's definitely a serious side to his work. The chapel is meant to be a contemplative space.
I wanted people to really go in there and relax and meditate and take it all in for however they need to contemplate these issues. And it's art about the idea of what money means, what wealth is. To start the conversation, I didn't want to tiptoe around it, so I just went straight for it and made.
The Chapel of the Almighty Dollar is open from 11 to 4 every Wednesday through Sunday at 3919 St. Claude Avenue. For more on it and other Prospect 3 Plus works, go to WWNO.org or to NolaVie, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.